This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and all around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout goes out to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort. Thank you for keeping America free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, both here in the U.S. and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And yeah, you're feeling better today. Oil went up yesterday dramatically. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump into the chat room that we got over there, and you can converse with us just like a whole bunch of people have been doing all night long. All right, joining us from the Edwards Notebook, we've got the one, the only, the famous and infamous Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Flip is now happy because he already chimed in a minute ago. But anyway, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start with something that if I told anybody this, I don't know, a year ago, you'd say, you got to be kidding me. Well, wouldn't you know, House Democrats, led by Adam Schiff, want the Supreme Court to release order that the secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation be released to Schiff's committee so he can determine whether or not there's evidence there to impeach President Donald Trump again.
Well, you know, you talk about if the keeps on giving, the Democrats are, in my opinion, setting themselves up. They are also, I think, especially people like Schiff, are trying to keep things going against Trump because the investigation, I think they want to stay ahead of the investigation that could implicate people like Schiff and others in the future. Yeah.
Clapper, Brennan, Yates.
The whole dirty crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just looking to investigate the possible exercise of so-called improper political influence over recent decisions made in the Roger Stone and Michael Flynn prosecutions. You know, that's a bunch of, you know what. These guys are trying to cover their own backsides, and it's like a diversionary tactic, in and around, if you're going to talk football.
Right. Well, let's listen to what Attorney General Barr had to say.
It's a grave injustice, and it was unprecedented in American history. The law enforcement and intelligence apparatus of this country were involved in advancing a false and utterly baseless Russian collusion narrative against the president. The proper investigative and prosecutive standards of the Department of Justice were abused, in my view, in order to reach a particular result. We saw two different standards of justice emerge, one that applied to President Trump and his associates, and the other that applied to everybody else.
Now, I'm going to stop it right there, because just before that, and I thought I had it in there, but I didn't. I missed it. Just before that, he said, and they were not going to investigate Vice President Biden or President Obama. And I get it. I understand it. You and I talked about this from the beginning. You were hoping they would, and I told you it was no way in hell it was going to happen.
You did, and I did say I hoped that mm-hmm. justice would go after those two, in my opinion, criminals. But it is what it is. I don't know why. I understand that some people are afraid that if, Ali Obama is touched, there could be urban unrest or something like that.
A lot of law is based on legal precedent, correct?
Sure, it is.
Now, name me one former president, any former president, who was ever criminally investigated after he left office.
I can't.
Thank you. And even Richard Nixon, because I thought you might say that. Even Richard Nixon, who was pardoned, never got prosecuted for what he did. Never.
Correct.
And they had him red-handed, literally.
Yeah, but the thing that gave me a little bit of hope is because what Ali Obama and others did was a lot worse, in my opinion, than Watergate.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're dealing with people's lives, you're spying on people,
you're right.
Doing a lot worse. Yeah,
Anyway, you are right. Now, anyway, the president brought down the House yesterday when he said, oh, by the way, I've been waiting for you to ask me. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine for about 10 days now, and you would have thought a bomb exploded.
Yeah, I was kind of taken aback myself, because of the reaction. People that take it, for the most part, have done very well. Hydroxychloroquine has worked remarkably in nations in Africa, where people have been taking it for years for malaria, and guess what? They're not catching the corona China virus.
Bingo.
The leftists don't want this out, and this is why they're trying to degrade President Trump of what he's doing.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from here to there and everywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, I'm going to be at Moss Nissan come Saturday, so you're going to want to stop on by and see what it is we're up to, because guess what? We're going to have an event there from 12 noon to 3 p.m. And don't forget Moss Nissan, whatever it takes, MAUSNissan.com. Right now, let's go to an Edwards notebook with the one, the only, Ron Edwards, and let's get this in there, because here we go, and it's going to take me a second, because you might know, there we go.
It is amazing how differently our Creator views us as opposed to what globalist elites think about we the people. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, God created man in his own image and gave him dominion over all the animals of the earth. Even after Adam and Eve fell from grace, God still gave us brains and expected mankind to seek his wisdom and advance positively in all aspects of life. God gave mankind the ability to acquire knowledge and expects us to recognize our unalienable rights, as did the founding fathers of the United States. Now contrast that with American leftists like former President Barack Obama, who stated, quote, "For the international order that we have worked for generations to build, ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs," unquote. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful sovereign, unquote. There you have it, folks. On one hand, God, our Creator, wants us to be as great as possible and to rule and reign with His Son, Jesus Christ, eventually. While global elites want to kick God out of society and for us to surrender to them as if they were God. Do you globalist elites?
Forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Alrighty, and it's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, again, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Remember four words, all you need to remember about their dealerships. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all church pastors, too, get preferred pricing on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle. And get this one.
Need to have your vehicle serviced? Well, if you're a doctor, a nurse, a first responder, active duty military, veteran, or church pastor, you get 20% off all your service work and free valet service and complimentary cleaning and sanitizing of your vehicle, too, while they use OmniShield at no charge to you. So check them out. Tampa, 11001 North Florida, Newport Richey, 19 at 54, and Crystal River on US 19. Moss Nissan, that's MAUSNissan.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. If you want to buy a vehicle, those magic words mean you get $500 off. All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, back with us. Now, I had to feed that thing a little bit of Wheaties there because it didn't want to starve to me. I don't know what you were doing to it. Starving it. You got to feed it more, right?
Yeah, I've got to wake it up.
All right, so back to where we were at here. And by the way, we were talking about we're talking about Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and what it is that he did yesterday. Now, he apparently told President Trump that he wanted this this IG, this inspector, Steve Linick, wanted him gone because there was a history of him with the Hillary Clinton campaign where she, her campaign anyway, accused him of leaking stuff to the press in 2016 about the State Department.
Well, that's true. You know what they should do with leakers. They shouldn't be around. And when President Trump let the guy go, let me ask you this. Isn't it true that the president has a right to fire whom he deems necessary to be fired?
Oh, absolutely. And by the way, traditionally in years gone by, and I don't know where it stopped, but traditionally in years gone by, when a new president came in, everybody that was in the old administration that had been appointed tendered their resignations. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, so because you bring in your own people and so that you can hit the ground running. And I don't understand why is it that, well, maybe I do understand, but I think it is very wrong for people to expect Donald Trump to keep people in his administration that he's not pleased with. The people there serve at the pleasure of the president.
Right.
Ali Obama made sure that everyone understood that. And so this president currently has the same right to serve, have people in there that help his administration to get the job done that he wants done.
Now, we found out yesterday from the FBI, they were no longer MIA. Yesterday, they decided to show up and give us some information about the Pensacola gunman, that Saudi Arabian second lieutenant who was in the military, who came over here to learn how to do whatever it was he came over here to learn how to do. And he had apparently, for the 21 months previous to that, been communicating on a regular basis with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. He had a direct link to them and was trained and set up his entire operation meticulously with the help of Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula at Pensacola.
Well, that's another tragic situation that has to be dealt with, and I think this proves, in my opinion, that Saudi Arabia isn't as, should I say, as much of a friend as even President Trump has been led to believe.
Well, there are certain members, and remember we had part of the, when we had 9/11, we had some of the royal family involved in this. Remember that?
Yeah. And a lot of this is not being reported, but I don't know why they're doing this, because, you know, if you have gas or oil and it's not selling very well or whatever, prices are seemingly low, you just don't sell it. You sit on it. You don't burn it. Saudi Arabia has been burning millions of gallons of oil, and pollution is so heavy over that part of the world, especially blowing into to Israel. People have had to move out of a lot in other areas in that part of the country, and no one is saying anything about this. You let the United States burn some oil and commit that kind of a pollution.
Yeah, let it drift to Canada and there'd be an international incident.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, this double, is double standard. It's funny what you said, but it's double standard.
I know. All right, let's talk about Senator Marco Rubio. He is, believe it or not, our senior senator from Florida right now, because when Bill Nelson went out, Marco Rubio became the senior, and former Governor Rick Scott, now U.S. Senator Rick Scott, is the junior senator in Florida. Well, yesterday, Senator Marco Rubio was chosen as the acting Intel Committee chair. Now, Off the thinking about what's been going on here lately, and Rubio's been doing very well when it comes to Intel and world affairs and whatnot. I've been paying real close attention to him because he was on my show about four times when he was running for election. After that, I never heard from him again, but I did run into him at one of the events, and he shook my hand and said, thanks very much for helping me, blah, 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 blah. Here's my, you talk to my people or something like that. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, he is now the new acting Intel committee chair. That's going to be interesting to see what happens there.
I agree. It will be interesting. I don't know as much about him as you do, you know, being a fellow Floridian and everything, but, I was kind of surprised. I did not know that he had that much, expertise. But you never know, at least in my case concerning Rubio, you never know.
He's been working at it. He's been working at it. Mm-hmm.
So I cannot give you a full definitive, wow, you know. But if he does the job, I mean, so be it. I mean, it's good.
Yeah. And when he was running for office, remember, nobody, just like anybody else, nobody would give him airtime. Nobody would give Rick Scott airtime, and I gave him all the airtime they wanted. They came on my show basically weekly all the time they were running for election. In the case of Rick Scott, it was about 6 months. In the case of Rubio, it was about 4 months. And if you remember right, when he got elected, who did he run against? Who was in the mix? Charlie Crist. Remember Charlie Crist?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was when he was a Republican, and then he decided to come back as an independent that year. Oh,
yeah.
Brother. Okay, well, it is what it is. Yeah, exactly. Now, getting back into one more little thing here, the Michael Flynn case, man, I am scratching my head, and I don't know what Attorney General Barr is going to do over that, but somewhere along the line, and by the way, there's 15 Republican governors that filed an amicus brief asking the DOJ to step in and remove this judge.
Now, the group of 15, in fact, are led by Ohio Attorney General David Yost, arguing that the District Judge Emmett Sullivan should immediately grant Justice Department's motion to dismiss all charges against General Flynn because the federal judiciary has no authority to make the executive branch pursue or continue to pursue a criminal conviction.
Makes sense to me. All right, well, we will talk to you on Thursday, and in the meantime, you're on 101.7 FM, WCET, I am too. Hello to all our friends up there, and I'll see you when I see you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The World Health Organization bowed to calls from most of its members to launch an independent probe into how it managed the international response to the coronavirus, which has been clouded by finger-pointing between the United States and China over a pandemic that killed over 300,000 people and leveled the global economy. The comprehensive evaluation, sought by a coalition of African, European, and other countries, is intended to review lessons learned from WHO's coordination of the global response to COVID-19, but would stop short of looking into contentious issues such as the origins of the new coronavirus. U.S. President Donald Trump has claimed he has proof suggesting the coronavirus originated in a lab in China, while the scientific community has insisted all evidence to date shows the virus jumped into humans from animals. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
That's right, and that's the acting temporary part-time mayor of Las Vegas trying to get Las Vegas opened up, my buddy Wayne Allen Root, because Las Vegas, I'm telling you, you want to talk about losing money, how about the City of Lights? Holy smokes. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows are back and better than ever Saturday and Sunday, May 30th and 31st. I'll be at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds with the Two Guys Gun Show. They're going to be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days. I'll be there Saturday. And then coming up the following week, Saturday and Sunday, June 6th and 7th, Two Guys Gun Shows are headed back to the Minreg Hall in Largo. And I'll be there on Saturday from 9 to 3. Now, you can shop the most modern and up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that Two Guys Shows embrace. Trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me there on Saturday at both the Largo and Port Charlotte shows. Again, Two Guys Gun Shows, May 30th and 31st in Port Charlotte, and June 6th and 7th at Midreg Hall in Largo. Now, their website, twoguysshows.com. Now, it'll be a little bit different, folks, because they're going to have the dealer table set out to 6 feet apart, as they have to do, and there'll be social distancing kept in the place, but you'll still be able to get up to take a look at the weapons and all the different antiques and the stuff they'll have there. There'll probably be some new things there, too. You know, every now and then you see some stuff like that, so there you go. But twoguysshows.com, the website, twoguysshows.com. All right, we have got the one, the only, the original Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America, and that would be my little buddy Brooke, the red-haired firebrand.
Good morning, that's me.
I know, I just thought I'd throw it all out there just for the heck of it.
I love that. That's the best introduction ever.
Well, I know, but I'm getting better at it because I have to be creative. I want to do something to, you know, get you in your smiley mood, which you always seem to be anyway, but that's good. Hey, listen, what the hell are the Democrats up to this time? What is Adam Schiff and his party of cronies trying to do by going to the Supreme Court and saying, oh, we need to have the secret grand jury materials from the Mueller investigation so we can see whether or not this president actually did something that we can impeach him for again? What the hell?
Well, not only are they giving me incredible fodder for my articles all the time.
I bet.
But this is shocking. I mean, it's not because I think they've all completely lost their minds, but it's like they might as well just donate to Trump's campaign, seriously. And they might as well just tell half of their Democrat voters, don't vote for us, mm-hmm. because this is self-immolation. We have 30, I don't know what the latest numbers of unemployed, 33 million unemployed in America.
It's 36.5 or something like that.
Still. Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, it's even higher.
So, yeah, we have every blue state, and including county like Hillsborough. I see you can do gun shows around, but apparently I can't play tennis in Hillsborough County.
Oh, wait a minute. It gets better. New York yesterday, they said, it is against the law to pick up another person's tennis ball. I swear to God, that's
what
was said.
I know. Yeah, but only doubles. Yeah, it's really insane. So the Democrats are completely insane. And it's like they don't even think that any Democrats own businesses, really. Or that Democrat citizens actually want to be locked down like, you know, caged animals. So I always say let the Democrats always push everything too far. You and I are on this, you know, same page with this whole pandemic, what they're doing, that it's an agenda and everything like that.
Yep.
As with everything, it is the nature. Democrats are like hyenas. Go watch National Geographic, and that's what they do. They always push it too far.
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to push this too far. They push the impeachment, Kavanaugh, everything else. They're going to do this, and let them have at it, because the more people, the more the Democrats expose themselves, the more people see they don't want it,
mm-hmm.
because they're completely insane, and they're not helping America. The $3 trillion, and then it, of course, went up to $3.3 trillion,
mm-hmm.
you know, like there's this tree. I keep wondering where this money tree is because I can't find it. That Nancy Pelosi put out. Mm-hmm. And again, remember, if you're a Democrat listening to this, first of all, good for you for having the sense to listen to a conservative talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
They choose illegal aliens every day and twice on Sunday over you. And if you're a black American listening to this, they choose them three times over you.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what's really happening. They don't care about America. They hate the country. They hate mm-hmm. even their own voters until they vote for them, and then they disappear for another 2 or 4 years or whatever.
Well, let's go over to this one, because the president yesterday hit the nail on the head when he said that Americans will not stand anymore for the stay-at-home orders.
Yeah.
Look at Oregon. Look at Oregon. You see what happened in Oregon last night?
Yes, but here's the thing. Okay, and as I said, as with Hillsborough County, you know, I'm going to keep talking about this because, like, I know that, but the county runs the facilities. So if they put a lock on the door to a soccer field, you can't play soccer, but you can go to the mall,
right.
And you can go to the batting cages and all these things. I don't remember where it was. I think it was somewhere in L.A. No, it was in Boston or Massachusetts. They said that they were going to cut off the water.
Yeah.
To the vacation homes. These are the people that run the facilities.
Well, California, Los Angeles, they were shutting down the power and the water both to the businesses that were trying. Yep.
Yes, but it was also Massachusetts, and it's mm-hmm. wherever else. I mean, these people run the facility, so if you can't get them, you know, look, if I want to go play tennis, I have to break the lock, and then I'm going to get arrested.
So we're going to move along now. Let's talk about Barack Obama opened his mouth again, and guess who else? Slick Willie. He slammed the Trump-era tribalism in a message to 2020 grads, and then he said, get this, our democracy is at risk. Last I knew, we weren't a democracy.
Yeah, it sounds good. You know what I mean? It's like pro-choice versus abortion. You know, it's these stupid words that don't have any meaning. But I want to ask, if you're a graduate and you're stuck at home and you didn't get to go to prom, you didn't get to go to graduation, do you want these people really talking about stuff like that, or do you want them to be hopeful and joyful and actually talk about you? But they cannot help themselves. Seriously, I would be so offended if I was a graduate and I saw them talking like that. That's not what I want to hear at my own graduation. Mm-hmm. The political, you know, nastiness. Keep that for the political campaign. That was not the place for it. It's always the foundational thought is this. We have to hope, you know, and President Trump got elected, which shows there's hope. The people that are watching this stuff have enough sense to understand what they're seeing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the only hope that we have. And people are getting red pilled. You see what Elon Musk said this week? He said, take the red pill.
I do.
You know, and then he tweeted, Rob Fortnoy's video.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's an awakening that's happening, and it's because Democrats go too far. Always.
Yeah, and let's very quickly, because I got about a minute left here, let's very quickly tell everybody where they can read the great articles that you write.
Well, thank you very much, yes. The latest article is Democrats Need Dependents and Slaves to Survive, which is absolutely true. And that bill is part of it because they're talking about, giving everybody money to stay home and work, which basically makes you dependent on the government. AmericaOutLoud.com. You can read my articles, and also on my website, of course, BrookTalksAmerica.com.
And the other thing
is, you can also hear podcasts of my show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the other thing is the website for your show is BrookTalksAmerica.com. Is that correct?
Correct. All the articles are there, and all of the podcasts are there.
All right, and your show is heard on the weekends at 7 p.m. on my flagship station, I believe.
That's correct.
Now, one last little thing. Would you want to bet any money on what the biggest increased seller was when it comes to transportation? Would you want to make any bets on what you might think it would be?
Cars?
No. Bicycles.
What?
300% surge in the sale of bicycles.
Really?
Yeah, bicycles. A 300% surge in bicycles as Americans are doing other things to get out and get around. And by the way, that's not just for riding to work. That's for getting out and doing something.
Well, that's good because, you know, I had intended to get quarantine lean, and apparently I got a quarantine 15, so I can go get on my bike too.
All righty. Well, I'm going to let you go because the music's starting to come up, but I look forward to hearing what you have to say Saturday night at 7.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow, right?
Yes, you will. Tomorrow morning, you'll
all
be
right
here bright and early. You're going to be in the 5 o'clock hour, and we're going to just tear it up.
Oh, my goodness, that's early. Okay.
Get the coffee.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
I know.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Brooke. All right. Yeah, she's going to be around tomorrow. Colonel Jim is taking the day off. He's got something he's got to do. And Brooke and I will be talking tomorrow in hour number 4. And we're just going to tear it up because we take the things that she's very well versed in, just like you heard us this morning, and then away we go. And, oh, by the way, if you didn't hear me mention it, Attorney General Barr says the Durham probe, unlikely will lead to any criminal investigations of Obama or Biden. No surprise there to anybody that's been paying attention. I told you that from the beginning. Dream on. It wasn't going to happen. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America. Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Tuesday, scattered showers in the area will come to an end. It'll be partly sunny. The winds will start out of the south, turning to the southwest, gusting to about 15 this afternoon. Seas will be 1 to 3 feet with a light chop most of the day. The Gulf water temperature is 81 degrees, the bay water temperature 79. We did have our high tide at 1:17 a.m. Our low tide is coming. I'm sorry, we had our high. Yeah, our low tide is coming. I'll get it right in a minute. At 6:34 a.m. Believe it or not, they wrote high tide twice here, but it's usually high tide, low tide. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has 213 locations across the country. Now, let me just tell you, I've known about the Freedom Boat Club since 1989, when my wife and I came down here to visit my parents. We'd come down here for a week in the wintertime, and then it extended to 2 weeks, and then 3, and then a month, and so on and so forth. But we started using the Freedom Boat Club back in 1989. Now, we joined it as a seasonal member, where we would come down here for the few days that we were down here, and we'd take a boat out once or twice, and then we'd do it even more often as we moved along. But we started out in Venice, then we went to Sarasota,
Now here I am up in Tampa. And Tampa Bay has the largest Freedom Boat Club franchise in the whole system. 500 boats, 30 locations. But they've got 213 around the country. Now, you new folks listen to us up in South Carolina. There's a Freedom Boat Club location up there by you. And all you got to do is give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And there's just nothing better for your health than to be out on the water, a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Since we all have been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time in the water with your friends and family, and sun sanitize too. Now, if you had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, maybe you were going to take an RV across the country like my wife and I used to do, or maybe you were going to take the family truckster out to Las Vegas or whatever, why not take money from that trip, that canceled trip, if you still got it, and invest it into a Freedom Boat Club membership? And by the way, you can finance your membership at Freedom Boat Club and enjoy our beautiful waterways all year long. Now, the beauty of Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make the reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. So, to find out more, check them out at freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. The number again, 855-FREEDOM. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, we're going to go right over to the telephone line here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Boss. This is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business here, ladies
okay.
and gentlemen. Here we go, Don. We're focused on the election here. Okay, we're focused on the House. We're focused on the Senate. Be honest with you, if I was president, I would go to these other states. You see what Oregon did over there? Okay, the Supreme Court shut the people. It's a disgrace. Okay.
Yeah, they overruled the early judge that just said, yeah, it's okay. The governor overstepped her bounds. And then the Supreme Court comes in and goes, no. But go ahead.
I know, but the Supreme Court in Wisconsin did the right thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? The Supreme Court overruled that idiot governor. This crooked Supreme Court stood with the governor instead of the Constitution and the people. See, this is what's happening. And Donald, you need to go out there and fight for these states like Pennsylvania and Michigan where these governors have gone rogue. Okay? And you need to stand up there with Attorney General Barr and say that's not in the Constitution. Okay? That's not in the Bill of Rights. You keep people, look at Cuomo running New York in the ground, trying to extort all the money he can from the American taxpayer because he's ran his state in the ground. The same with Gavin News. We're not playing that. Now, we're focused on the election. You understand? We're focused day and night. Everybody on the Trump team is focused on the 420 House members that you have and get those another 16 to run over there. We're focused on the Senate, getting rid of the loser senators like Romney and McCaskey and Collins, and we're focused on the presidency. Now, get out there and come to the American people and do what you have to get to go on the water and do one and have a vote rally. Do whatever you have to do. But get out here and let's go to work.
Alrighty, that's Todd in Tampa. By the way, it's 435 congressmen and 100 senators, so it's 535 total, 435 in the House. That's where it stands now. Now, there's going to be a few more probably added after the census is done because there's more people now, for example, in Florida than there is in New York. So guess who's going to lose seats? New York. And Florida's going to gain another one or two. They can't stand that either when we tell them about that. All right, well, the president's approval rating finished the week at 49%. Now, that is higher than either Barack Obama's or George W. Bush's at the same time in his tenure as president. And as parts of the country slowly emerge from the coronavirus lockdown, economic confidence has slowed from April's rapid descent, dropping to just 1 point down to 93.7 in May. But this is the lowest finding in 6 years of surveying and 6 points below the April 2014 baseline as people still aren't quite sure about what's going to happen with the economy, but they're willing to give it a shot. Now, Republicans overwhelmingly expect President Trump to be their nominee in the fall. But one in four GOP voters are saying that they're not exactly sure about that. So I don't know what those people are doing. But anyway, despite the increasing reports of high-level FBI complicity in attacks on the Trump campaign and the early Trump presidency, voters still view the FBI favorably and aren't ready to dump its current director yet. So maybe that's why Donald continues to sit there. And voters agree government money isn't enough to counter the coronavirus economic crash. But most Democrats, get this, they now think, well, we need $2,000 a month. Oh, boy. We need $2,000 a month to help us get out of the mess we're in. Oh, man. You know, when they said they were going to pay them $600 on top of their unemployment benefits, meaning some people were going to make more on unemployment than they did when they were working, I just said to myself, this is asinine. This is asinine. You're encouraging people not to work. What are you thinking? But they went ahead and did it anyway, but that's just me. Now, Joe Biden, who has the support of just over half of the Democrats, just barely over half, although the vast majority still expect the former vice president to be their party's presidential nominee, they are wondering whether or not he's got enough pizzazz to actually go through it for the whole length of time. And I'm not making that up. I'm looking at exactly what the Rasmussen poll is telling me here. By the way, 35% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And voters generally approve of the way that their state and local governments have handled the coronavirus pandemic, unless you're in New York, Illinois, or Oregon. But they are most worried about the government making things worse rather than better. Well, hello, come in. You're telling me. Now, listen, before we run, don't forget coming up Saturday, and you folks, by the way, that have got a boat, and even you folks out of state want to come down here and have some fun, they're putting together what they're going to try to make the largest Trump boat parade ever in Clearwater at Clearwater Beach. Now, they're going to start in the Gulf behind a Regatta Beach Club and end up at Three Rooker Island. Its starting time is at 11 a.m. All you got to do is show up. If you got a boat, bring it on down, launch the boat from wherever you're at, or bring it over. They're going to have a boat parade, and it's going to be a humdinger of a deal. Now, the purpose of this is to, it's a Make America Great Again and God Bless America rally. Now, that works in my book. How about you? By the way, don't forget about my buddies down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor either. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're also a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, or give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Another busy night on the radio with all this stuff. I'm telling you. Every day. Every day. I'll be back tonight with more. In the meantime, it's all about we the people here in the program. And don't forget, stay warm, stay safe, stay happy, stay healthy. God bless. See you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.